Hello and welcome to a recap already in progress. This is part two. If you missed part one, go listen to part one. What are you doing? Thanks for being here.
So now we go to the courthouse. Lisa's emerging with confetti in her hair. She's like, oh my God, what a hearing. And she's like, well, that was exhausting, but fairly painless, like all my sexual experiences with Lenny. But I told the truth, unlike my sexual experiences with Lenny.
Yeah, Lisa. So the lawyer's like, no matter what, we both have it in our heads that all we're really doing this for is for the children. She's like, yeah, yeah, all right. All right, good to see you. Bye.
I'm like delirious right now. So she's telling us, she's calling Jody and she's talking about everything. And she's like, when does the fighting end? How long am I going to have to chase him down for what he owes me? I'm like, it'll be long. Lenny is lawyered up and he's rich and he got you exactly where he wanted you years ago. And while he is awful and he is terrible and you deserve definitely more money and more respect and more anything, he unfortunately is in the power position. And I doubt this is ever going to work out well for Lisa.
Well, the funny part to me is that she's like, oh, we're doing it for the children. Am I right? Good to talk to you, lawyer. All right. Good. If you have anything to donate to my poor, poor children.
And then she gets into a chauffeured Rolls to complain to her rich ass boyfriend about the rich ass ex-husband. And we see the driver just smiling along, you know.
I believe the children are our future. Give them plastic guns and violent video games.
And Jody's like, well, you guys have spent so much money on lawyers. I don't really know that you want to spend all this much money on lawyers. You guys should just agree on something.
She's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. You know, pay our lawyers. But although they are worth it. I mean, I think Lenny's going to pay for it. And I just got a really good hug off that guy. Really good.
And then Lenny calls right when Lisa's in the middle of her interview. And she's like, okay, hold on. Hey, Lenny. Can you please Venmo me those things? Those quote-unquote things? Can you just do it? You gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. Can you do it? Can you do it? Well, he hung up. Okay.
So Jody's like, a mistress and a wife is expensive. I don't know if Jody's just doing lines off the dresser during this call, but this shit's funny. So Julia slow-mo walks into a building, a bright pink building with pink butterflies glued to it. And it's called the Astra Sharpened Garden.
Yes. And Julia meets up with Alexia at a bar. And Julia's like, oh, so great to have a moment alone away from God. And parrot, I am genuinely happy to see you, even though you call me Russian hooker. Thank you for reaching out to me when I was in Paris checking in on Martina's health. Thank you.
So Alexia basically reached out and...
We've got the classic two housewives that hate each other but are trying to reset for a season. So they have one lunch together and are going to pretend to be friends for about a month.
Exactly. This is the Tamara classic. And Gretchen thing, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Alexia's like, oh, well, I'm happy you're here because like I've always wanted to do this with you, but like it really means a lot. Like I've always wanted to be friends with you and like I feel like we could have had a great friendship, but like there was someone, I'm not going to say who, but like little she-devil sort of got in the way. But like I always wanted to be friends with you. Not my fault. We're not friends.
Yeah. I've been self-reflecting and look how you do it. Look, I'm looking at my hand. I see myself.
How do you see yourself in skin?
I don't know, but I'm learning. It's new. It's new me. It's a new me. So they start gossiping. And Julie's like, did you hear about what Cardi B said about Larsa? And she's like, Cardi B's talking about Larsa? That's huge.
She's proud of Larsa for being talked about by Cardi B.
She's on Cardi B's radar. You know that Alexia's going to be like, well, I saw Cardi B like going to the bathroom. And she has like a big vagina. I'm like, oh, God.
So Cardi B, we see what Cardi says, and she said Cardi blasts Larsa Pippen over claims she had sex 4 times a day. Bitch, stitch your pussy up.
So Julia's like, basically, Cardi B called her liar for saying she has sex 4 times a night. Yes. And Lexi's like, oh, well, you know, like if Cardi B is not having sex 4 times a night, I don't think Lars is.
I love to talk about sex.
And Alexia's like, oh, yeah, with Todd, I'm always talking about sex and penis. He's like, I've never met a woman who's talked so much about penis. She's like, yeah, sex. I love sex. I mean, I love sex. I love sex so much. Like, it's crazy like how much fun. I love sex with Todd.
If Cardi B wants to weigh in about how much I love sex, like, I'm open to that. Like, just how much, like, just how, like, music brings people together. Like, sex and penis bring women together. And yeah. I think that's, like, we're going in the right direction. Cardi B brings women together. I think that's the lesson here.
Let's make a cheers. So they cheers. And Alexia is like, you know, I'm just happy to be having drinks with Julia because, like, I don't want to blame Ariana for this, but, like, I think Ariana influenced her. So now they start getting down to talking.
Yeah, Alex is like, you know, like, believe me, like, I've always wanted to be friends. I just want to reiterate that, like, I was an innocent victim to Adriana getting in the way of our friendship. And, like, when we're alone together, we're good. But, like, in a group, like, I'm like, what happened? I'm like, why are we doing this? Oh, wait, hold on 1 second.
Here's what happened. Sometimes in life, friends get in the way of other friends.
Oh God, Todd's releasing a statement on my behalf. So embarrassing.
Hold on, hold on. Let me release a comment on this statement. Da-da-da. Shut up. I need your penis. Okay.
What the world needs now is penis, sweet penis.
I love to talk about penis. So Julia's like,
I just want to look at life like, let's have some fun now. Right? Because I don't want he said, she said, they said, we said, God said, everybody saying things. I just want to be naughty.
Oh, you want to talk about penis?
I love to talk about penis with you. Let's talk penis.
So with that all being said, and by with that all being said, nothing was said. With that all being said, I decided to bring the girls together.
For God?
No.
Can God come together too?
No.
Then is it really coming together?
Okay, let me just say it. We're going to have a Nuevos Horizontes party? Like New Horizons.
New God?
New Horizons.
God Horizon?
No. Horizons. Horizons.
But all I'm the anti-mobile. Girls? What I'm anti-mobile. Say it again. I'm so sorry. What?
I'm anti-mobile. No, not Verizon.
Are we doing this with all the girls?
And she's like, I can't because I'm inviting Marisol and Steve and I can't have Adriana there. And she's like,
well, I have to respect you, but I also will tell you what I think.
Penis?
No.
But
you are calling it New Horizon, which is great, and one single girl is not invited. It's going to create some kind of tension and bitter taste in the mouth, and I understand if Marisol won't be happy, and that's her best friend, but
I don't like that her best friend Marisol is putting her in emotional blackmail. The only blackmail I like is good blackmail. Doesn't even make sense. I apologize. If I may say, I get so excited when I think about goats. I just want everything to be good. So if I may say, to have to choose is not fair. It's like setting her up for failure. It's not right.
So Julia's like,
well, then why don't you, if it is Marisol with problem, why don't you have Marisol decide?
I was like, wow, great plan. Because Marisol's going to say, no, eyes are out. Of course.
No, she's saying, look, I'm inviting Adriana. If you want to come, like, it's up to you if you want to come.
I see what you're saying. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That makes a lot more sense. I was like, don't let Marisol decide shit. Okay. Marisol is still a friend of, but now I see.
Alexia's like, well, I just don't trust her. And like, I don't know how it's going to go. And I don't want to have it in my home again. And I don't want her in my home again. And I really want to be in a good place with her. And I promise you, I'm going to have a conversation with her, just her and I. And then all of a sudden, the screen freezes and it goes 24 hours later.
Alexia in a white chocolate choo-choo hat. Not really sure what Alexia was doing, but she went to lunch dressed like the captain of a choo-choo train in, I don't know, like a white, I don't know. Candyland. That's the best way to describe it. A white chocolate choo-choo train.
So since Marisol...
Self-reflect. Let's make a cheers.
So Marisol has no props this episode. Marisol does not have, she doesn't have a sparkly, like, you know, vessel that she's drinking, you know, no bedazzled things that she's drinking out of. No props. But that's maybe why Adriana's like, this is my chance. So Adriana comes in with a giant white flag that she waves in the restaurant, and she's wearing an outfit that has peace symbols on it to say that she's coming.
She's wearing a peace symbol over one boob and a heart over the other boob. Peace and love, baby. So funny. So Alexia is not amused at this, and Adriana's like, hello, my friend. And by the way, this is a huge flag. It's not just some little flag. It's like,
this is Les Mis. And then
she just... she comes right up to the table and just keeps waving it around,
knocking over other people's glasses on their tables, you know.
And Alexia's like, what is that? And she goes, you know, when people are in the war, they have a white flag. And she goes, I've never been in a war. She goes, no, like historically.
Why do you have to show up with a prop? Like, you think that makes it better? I'm like, no, Alexia, you're best friends with the prop. You're best friends with this show's answer to Carrot Top. So don't act like suddenly you don't like props.
No kidding. And you're constantly going everywhere with the prop. Her name is Marisol.
Hey, I thought you were going to talk about me. You know, sometimes in life, we have props to help us up, but we also have crutches. And it's not fair. And TV made me do it. Signed, Todd.
So Adriana tells us, I put in a lot of time and effort into putting in the right outfit together because I want to give the message right away because I'm all about peace and love and ceasefire, baby. So I have to admit, every time one of these ladies came on, I gave a little cheer. I was so excited to see everyone, especially Adriana. I'm like, Adriana's an asshole, yes, but God, she's funny.
They're so good. Even Marisol. We talk so much about Marisol, but like, this cast is just perfection. So Alexia's like, oh, well, I wasn't really ready to be here today, but, you know, I'm really making an effort because I want us to be in a good place. And last time we saw each other was in New York, and we both had said hurtful things to each other. And we were going to work on, like, not doing that anymore. But then in New York, you went on a press tour and you bashed everyone.
Yeah, you bashed my family. And so Adriana goes, well, you posted an Instagram naming me first. And then we see this big, long post that Alexia made. I did not screenshot the whole thing because I was like, this is going to already be 20 hours. But the main line that's highlighted is, for anyone to use Frankie's accident to compare or connect their level of pain and suffering to what Frankie has endured is wrong, especially when referring to an all caps fake injury. And so we cut back, and Lexi is like, come on, was your injury authentic?
And she was like, yes, it was. Alexia's like, so you're going to compare a bruise with a permanent brain injury? And Adriana's like, no, I'm not. I can't believe she even said that. She goes, no, I'm not here to add insult to injury. I'm like, maybe she's a better phrase right now. She literally said insult to injury. She goes, you know, in the 13 years we've known each other, I've never once said anything to specifically hurt you. Only to tangentially hurt you.
It's general hurt. I've just called general hurt.
Unintentional hurt.
Blunt pain, okay? Not specific pain. So Alexia is like, but in the past few months you have, and when you're in a good place with somebody, you don't say the things that you've said about me. And she goes, I agree, because sometimes you're blamed for things that other people did, and you kind of went with it, and it wasn't your... Okay, look, we're not going to talk about Marisol right now, but that wasn't your battle. And then we see the clip about Terry, and Alexia's like, yeah, we need to talk about Terry.
Yeah, they somehow, like, get diverted onto Terry, and they talk about this guy, Terry, for people who don't remember. Terry was the doctor that Adriana was seeing, and then Alexia thought that he was already married because she didn't remember to scroll down and see that he'd actually gotten divorced. And then, they went to Nicole's engagement party, and then Terry sort of snapped at Alexia, and Alexia responded. So then we come back to present, and basically Adriana was like, I didn't like how we treated you. And that's like all Alexia needed to hear. Cause she's like, thank you. You know, that's nice. Like, cause I helped you. In that case, I actually helped you. I let you see that he's a terrible man. He's a terrible man who was maybe married.
Yeah, she's like, yes, and maybe you helped me after all. And so Alexia's like, yes, thank you for focusing on the good instead of the bad. And so she's like, I've always respected you. And Alexia says, yeah, like, I don't even know where any of this is coming from. So I accused you of being with a married guy. What?
And then they do the thing that I love. I love some Housewives melodrama, because then Alexia's like, I'm human. You cut me. I'm going to bleed. She's like starting to choke herself up over this like huge like soap opera moment.
And they start, they hold hands. And Adriana's like, I respect you, okay? And she goes, me too. I respect you so much. And I never meant to hurt you. And so now that we're in a good place, I'd like to invite you. Hold on. Let's make a cheers. I'd like to invite you to the Nuevo Horizon party. And so Adriana claps, because that's what she's been going for this whole time, you know?
Yeah.
And so Alexi goes, I'm glad that Adriana, after 13 years, is finally telling the truth.
Or just said like one line about, by the way, thanks, I didn't like how he treated you. And she's like, oh good, I can hang everything on that, you're forgiven.
So she tells us, I don't know how Marisol is going to feel about this, but I'll worry about that later. And then it says later 2 days.
I know, I love it goes later, now it's later. So Alexia is in glam for her party. Oh god, I'm just remembering, it's so funny because like we write this stuff down, but it's sort of like a haze because you're writing so many notes, and then as we go through it now you start to remember these scenes, and I'm just already laughing because I remember this. So she's FaceTiming Marisol, who's, they're both in glam getting ready for this big party, and Alexia's like, oh well, you know, like I know we talk about like everything, and like I forgot, I didn't have a chance to tell you over the past 48 hours when I was doing nothing, that by the way, Adriana's coming, and like we had lunch, and like she knows about the party, and she's like gonna come. So surprise.
And she's Marisol, a custom Marisol, who looks like she's being viewed from a fish eye lens. You know, she's just like
she's like right up close to the camera, video.
Just not reacting. And she's got those two papers on her under eyes that flutter, because I think they're from what guards you. I think they're what guards you from your eye makeup getting on your face while you're doing your eye. Anyway, they'll start fluttering in her, but otherwise her face is just like, Alexia's like, so she does know about the party tonight. And Marisol's like, really? I'm already doing my hair and makeup. I'm not in the mood for this.
And Marisol, and then Alexia's like, Marisol, I really need you to be there. Todd didn't want to be here tonight. And Marisol goes, why not? And Marisol starts going,
he just said, he said he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to wait for me. Don't wait for me, he said.
If you cut me, do I not bleed?
And she's like, I went through shock and anger. I went through all the stages of the grief. Shock, anger. Angry that I'm shocked. Shocked that I'm angry. What else is there?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So
one day at a time. Oh.
Night court. So I love Alexia going through the stages of grief because Todd's not coming to the party.
Like, and just how she's sobbing, and Marisol is like, sobbing. Lord, please stop crying with it, Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, please no más,
I mean, it's also so brilliant because she knows Marisol is going to be upset, so Alexia sobs instead, so Marisol's in that position like, no, it's like, it is like that scene in Soap Dish, right, where Robert Downey Jr. is like, oh my god, I'm getting a migraine, and then Sally feels like, no, I'll do it, it's fine, I'll stab my niece. Yeah, on the
total
air,
total,
you know?
Manipulation. So it's like, one more, don't cry over there, please. And so Alexia's like, I thought everything was fine, but he was like, no, none of those people are your friends. And she goes, I'm so shocked, honey, I'm sorry. She goes, oh okay, so can you imagine how I feel now? Like, her tears are completely gone. There's no red. There's no wiping. She's like, okay, so please don't make it worse, because it's already bad, okay? And can you imagine Todd not being here and you not being here too? Do you know how that makes me feel?
Marisol's like, well, maybe I show up, maybe I don't. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? Oh, wait, there's cameras there. I mean, I'm going to be there.
Of course, I'm going to be there. I mean, what the hell?
What else I got to do?
I'm literally called a friend of. What am I going to do? Like, be not friends of? Come on.
You watch Wheel of Fortune with Steve again? He still doesn't even understand the rules of that show. Can you imagine?
Steve trying to get a vowel for free again.
All he says is A. Every single answer, A. So she's going to go, obviously. So now we have people driving to the party. We have Kiki, Julia, and Adriana driving to the party. So Kiki's asking Adriana how her conversation was with Alexia. And of course, Adriana just starts talking shit again. Like after everything, she's like, you know, something about Alexia is like, I'm happy that we were able to move onto this point. But like at the same time, I feel like she judges me like she's better. Like, but why would Alexia be without Todd? Like Todd's material things enable Alexia to feel like she's better than some of us. Then she's in a finance. She's just going in on Alexia again for no reason.
She's like, his material things make her in a higher level according to her standards. And Julie's like,
I'm not sure about this because before she was with a wealthy husband before.
And she's like, he wasn't that wealthy. I was like, damn, you're even coming for Adnan.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Kiki's like, well, the real reason I'm very shocked because Alexia and I had brunch and it seemed like she was willing to take baby steps with vibrators. Oh, yes. But Marisol was like, if you invite her, I'm not coming. And Julia's like,
well, she's just being mean. Marisol is mean. She is like bad goat. Bad goat who poop on floor like Boris.
Yes, like Boris.
So then back to the party.
By the way, I just want to say to the listeners, thank you for listening. I feel like I am an actual lunatic on this show right now. I'm saying like five different voices all at once. They all sound, hey, none of them make sense.
This show came with a warning, okay? And we meant it. We meant every bit of it. I don't know what we're even doing half the time in this. I'm reading through these notes like, what? How are we still doing this? Okay, so we go back to the party. Marcus and Larsa are arriving. Everyone's saying hi to Frankie. It's cute. Frankie. And then let's see.
Let's cut to the feeling.
Let's do it. So Lisa and Jody come, and they're all making small talk. So then Adriana is talking to Jody, and he's like, hi, Adriana. And she's like, oh, you got my mail? Huh. Who would have think 10 years later, Lisa's new man lives in my old house?
Yeah, so she says that she was living in the house for 10 years with Frederick and Alex, her son. And she's like, and those were happy 10 years of our life. And we see flashbacks to, like, you know, the before times with Miami and all that. And Jody's like, yeah, Lisa and I, we're talking about having you over sometime. Sorry. And Adriana's like, well, I had some pretty good sex in that house. Like, Lisa's probably lying there looking at the same ceiling that I used to look up to. Yes, honey, more, more, more.
This is weird, right? Jody bought the house of a real housewife and then happens to also get into a relationship with a real thirsty Jody.
Maybe he's just Jody like thirst. Maybe it's just like temporary. Maybe just like taking care of the house. It's almost like a foster house, like a Jody foster house, you know?
So Adriana's like, I had such a good sex there. And Lars is like, oh my God, is Marisol coming? And Alexia's like, I don't know. What about Gertie? Is Gertie going to come? I don't know about anybody. And she's like, I don't know about Gertie. Because like Gertie like hugged me like the face. Like I couldn't even believe that she like hugged me that like.
I love that. Like, is Gertie going to come as she's like walking in the door? I'm like, I didn't even try to tease that out into suspense. So they walk. Gertie and Nicole enter. And Larsa's like, who's fake? Me or you? Because what you're doing right now is so fake. Because Gertie's just like saying hi to people. Like, that's so fake, saying hi to people. You're so fake.
And she's so excited because she gets to do her first, like, yelling at somebody scene in front of Marcus. So she starts kind of pulling her hair, you know, like that nervous, like, pulling her ponytail thing. And then she winks at Marcus and he nods at her like, you got this, babe.
Yeah. We should also mention there was, like, somewhere in the middle of this, at some point, Larsa was standing at, like, a high top with Marcus and Alexia, and there was like someone else, Frankie, and it was just the four of them, and they were like the first people there, and Lars was like, this is weird. I feel weird. Like, I feel like I'm so far. I've never been this far away from Marcus before. And she like literally makes Frankie switch places with her so that she can stand next to Marcus. I'm like, it's a bit much.
And Frankie's like, I love love. What did he say? He's like, I love love. So then Larsa is telling Lisa,
hey, Lisa, like, we saw, like, Lenny the other night, like, he was, like, at a party, like, it was on Star Island.
She's like, what? She's like, yeah, it was, like, on Star Island, like. And Marcus is like, yeah, when we sat down, he got up and changed tables. He changed tables? Which table was it? I need to talk to that table.
So Gertie is making small talk with Julia and Alexia. And then Larsa comes right up and goes,
hey, you, why did you call me fake? Like, is that that we were like friends? Like, when was I ever like fake to you? Like,
Because you were being fake to me. You were not gratifying. You're being fake. And I was just like, but how like? Oh, the way you were like talking was being very dismissive of me. You were like talking, you were talking about me.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, like, I'm not supposed to have an opinion about anyone's marriage. And then when I was fighting with Alexia, you literally wouldn't let me have a word, you know? And Larsa's like,
yeah, but, like, I came to, like, a charity event, like, and, like, I never said anything about you on social media. Period, Russell, period.
Because Russell's standing there listening.
She's like, period, Russell, that's, like, the truth, like, Russell, like.
To be fair, I mean, Larsa is really fake, but to be fair, Gertie's basis, like her support for her argument is like not the strongest to me. So Alexia's
well,
like,
I think it is because Larsa, when all this was going down, Gertie's like, you need to be a strong woman. You don't have to take any of this. And Larsa's like,
yeah, maybe like her real friends can give her advice.
It was something like that. It was something like she was saying, like, you're not really one to be giving any advice. Yeah. So I think Gertie's saying like, you were being dismissive. Larsa was literally like,
class is over. You can go now. Like,
yeah, I think that like maybe she has a case for Larsa just being like rude, but the fake thing, I just felt like Gertie could have done better. So Alexa's like, yeah, she like never said anything about you, and Gertie goes, so she says. I'm like, wow, pulling from the Diana Jenkins book. It's never gonna work out well. So Larsa goes, what does she mean? So she says, like, what does that mean? I'm telling you to my face, like I'm talking to your face, like this is real, like this is not fake right now, like.
I'm like really in your face right now, like.
And she's like, you're being very aggressive. You need to calm down. She goes,
I'm matching your energy though, like. I'm like matching it, like. I'm matching your energy though, like.
No, XYZ, you're not. Like, Gertie is not yelling at you. Yeah.
I'm matching your energy, XYZ.
Gertie goes, I can't. If you're not gonna listen to me, I can't do this.
So Gertie just like goes off. Now Gertie starts going into like a classic Gertie tizzy, you know? She's like, I gotta go. Mwah. I'm not. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not about that life. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Like, okay. Yeah, she's like, I'm not gonna do this. But then she walks to the bar where all the guys are. She's like, I can't do it. There's like so much fighting over that. I'm not even gonna do it. Like, I'm not about that life. Anybody? Waiter, give me one of those to eat. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Lara's just like, Gertie can call me like a lot of things, like. She can call me a bitch, like. But fake, like, I'm like not fake like at all. Just like looking at her like,
Yeah, she's like,
okay. Personality-wise though, like personality-wise.
And Gertie's still at the bar talking to anybody but the person involved. She's like, I can't deal with this. This is too much, right? So then we go to Marisol hugging Alexia and everybody. And she's like, oh my God, I came to have fun. ¿Qué te pasando? What's going on over there?
Yeah, and Adriana's like, oh, well, Marisol showed up. And Julia's like,
oh, I'm surprised Marisol is here, considering that she said she didn't want to be in the same room as Adriana, but now here she is, like, goat for supper time.
Listen, I said that I don't want to be in the same room as Adriana, but I'm doing this all for bro, okay? That's why I've been saying bro so much, because this show's back. For 2 weeks, I've been walking around going, bro!
Bro. Bro.
Bro. Bro.
So now we have like fun times, like they're partying, they're having fun, they're joking.
Did you notice that they started playing like Mario star music? Like when you catch the star in Mario and it's like dun 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 dun. They started playing music similar to that, and then they turned everybody like sparkling looking. It's like, what are you gonna start just running through the apartment and everybody starts flying off the screen? Like, what's happening?
I mean, Miami does kind of feel like Rainbow Road at times. Just like lots of colors.
And they're making everything sparkly.
And everything's great and exciting, but then all of a sudden you've like fallen off a track and you're like, whoa, my life is ruined.
You get splurted in the face with oil. You're like, wait a minute.
So we then cut to the guys, and Anthony's like, so I bought a 1989 Speedster Porsche. Has 64 miles on it. I put 4 miles on it. It's got 68 miles now. Had to drive it at least once. I'm like, great story. Congratulations. You bought an expensive car.
douchebag. So then Nicole has her purse on a table, and Larsa goes, oh my God, like there's a fire, like there's something's on fire, like. And
fire, like.
And Nicole's like, oh my God, that's my brand new purse. It's ostrich. Did you guys ruin it? This was $6,500.
I guess it's not a Miami season until someone's handbag gets destroyed by something. Last season, it was the dog peeing in Lisa's Hermes bag.
No kid. Also, can that ostrich like just get a better day? It's like it gets shot, then it gets skinned, then it gets turned into a purse, and now it's getting set on fire. Like, what did this ostrich do?
It obviously was not a good ostrich.
Not a good ostrich. It had this a bad was a karma. Murderer. This was a murderous ostrich.
Bad karma. So Marisol's asking Alexia how she feels, and Alexia's like, I'm not even going to talk about it because like I'm gonna get emotional because I'm still like in shock that Todd made other plans.
So then everybody's like, "Where's Todd? Where's Todd? Rutabaga.
So Alexia just keeps saying that she's in shock, absolute shock. But she makes
everybody,
a toast.
I would like to make a toast, but also a speech first. So I'm going to make a speech and then a toast. Okay, let me just say it one more time. Let's make a toast. Hold on. And after the speech.
And she starts reading off her phone. Alexia and Todd, they apparently do not like off the cuff remarks.
No,
they Todd's love like, reading off things.
You know what
things.
You got to do? Write it down.
Okay, hold on.
The best way to communicate with people is to read it off of a document.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I don't have lipstick on my teeth.
Why are you looking at your hand?
I'm self-reflecting, like you're talking. Hold on.
Okay, I just want to start by thanking everyone for being here tonight. I know the last time... Oh, I guess that's it. You gotta scroll, Alexia. Scroll on your phone. Oh, there's there more speech.
Is. There it is.
More speech.
There it is.
Good, I thought there was more.
So she says that when they were in New York, that it went really, really bad. But now they should all have a new outlook and appreciate each other for the strong women they are. And look, everyone's wondering where Todd is. You know what? And so am I. Don't worry, we're not getting divorced. I love penis. Okay. Listen, I don't know where Todd is right now, but I hope wherever he is, he wishes that I was there talking about penis with him. Because I love to talk about penis with Todd.
And he was like, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. And I know he apologized to Anthony, and that's like something he always wanted to do. Like me want to always be friends with Julia. Thanks, Adriana, for ruining that. And I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, Anthony. And Anthony's like, well, it was much appreciated. Much like I'm sure it was much appreciated for people to watch me drive by in my 1968 Roadster. 4 more miles on it, everyone. Drove 4 miles.
You know, it's interesting. I actually got a new Wi-Fi box on my private plane, and that's where I was watching the video. I thought it was pretty good. It was a stand-up thing to do. Which I couldn't do because the plane is, you know, flying. So stay seated because I'm legal. So I'm rich.
I'm legal.
So I'm a legal person. I follow the law is what I'm trying to say. I'm a rich person.
Yeah, we have to learn from that, whatever Anthony is saying. And I have learned from that. And you know what? That's why we're here tonight, except for Todd. And I've done a lot of self-reflection. So like, hold on 1 second. Let me put on my selfie thing. Look, there I am in my phone.
It's me.
Hi.
It's me.
Hi, me. Isn't it funny that like when I speak, my reflection speaks at the same time?
Oh my God. You know what happens when you tell your reflection to self-reflect? Your iPhone updates. It's crazy.
For a moment, I thought that I actually had an update on my face. I was like, because this is my reflection.
So she goes through this whole speech and she's like, and you know, I just want to say thank you because like the fact that we're all here, like, bro, Marisol, thank you. I know being here was difficult for you. And Julia's like,
yes, I'm surprised you're here, Marisol. You didn't want to be here.
It's like, bro said that she wanted me here and she started crying about it. So here I am.
They're treating Marisol as if she like had been in a hospital bed, but summoned the strength to come to this. It's a TV show. It did not record. She does not get any special thanks. She's not a martyr for showing up. Okay, all she has to do is show up at a party and not talk to Adriana, and she's fine. You know. So she's like, well, Alexia called me crying that Todd wasn't coming and said, I need you. So what was I supposed to do? Sit at home with this one over here, Steve, watching him attempt to understand the rules of Wheel of Fortune. He literally doesn't even understand the free spin thing. I mean, it's terrible watching him.
Julia's like, well, I feel I'm here to heal my heart, but you are here to harm your best friend.
And she's like, what are you even saying? That's weird. I'm harming Alexia. Alexia, speak. Alexia, bro, say something. And she's like, sometimes I think it's better to fight your own battle.
She's like, so the feedback I got from internet, from the internet, is like, stop fighting your battle. So go at it, Marisol. So Marisol's like, well, right now I need you as my friend to step in. And Julia's like,
you had this selfish attitude of putting in my opinion to put Alexia, who is your best friend, in impossible situation where she had to choose between best friend and goat.
No one controls Alexia, especially not me.
Oh, really? Well, you said you wouldn't be here tonight if Adriana was here, and now you are here, and so is Adriana here.
And she's like, Julia, por favor with this, okay?
No, you know, you crawled back here after you knew we were moving on.
And she's like, I don't need to crawl. This is my best friend's house. I'm invited to Bro's house before all of you.
And then Anthony stands up. He's like, excuse me, everyone. Women are women, am I right? Women having petty conversation. I'm going to go with the men right. When we talk about real things, cigars
this
and stuff.
This is every guy stands up one by one. They're like, we are men. We don't stand for this craziness. Goodbye.
Women are crazy, am I right? Let's go over to the other room and smoke cigars.
Let's go talk about the cars I've just bought. After getting a public apology for having a meltdown because I made a shitty joke about somebody last season.
You know what's great? Oven hoods that are encased in stone. Let's talk about it in the next room because that's what I want to do to my house.
Who did he make a comment about? It was Larsa, right? It was Larsa that
he said something.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So he's like, yeah, these women, who fights with women besides me last season? Okay, let's go talk about the cars.
Women be shopping. So Julia's like,
Marisol, you say things. You're devious, devious, devious women.
And so Gritty goes, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. You thrive in this kind of disgusting environment. Is this what you guys like? Oh my God, I just love this show. These quotes. These quotes are amazing.
So Gertie's like, stop, we're moving forward, okay? So then she's all upset about it. So then on the couch, Marisol and Alexia and Larsa and Nicole are all sitting there. Marisol's like, thanks for speaking up, Alexia. She's like, listen, it was a moment between them. And like, I've had my moments independently with people. And that's like the best advice I can give you.
There was no advice in there, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
There's literally no advice, except I told you to come, even though I knew this was going to be hell on you, and then I did nothing to support you. You're welcome.
She's like, yeah, well, at least you could have said I don't affect what you decide. And Alexa's like, I'm sorry. Your friend
she does. Just sips and shrugs. So then the guys are talking, and Steve's like, I just like to acknowledge that we're sitting here on Todd's balcony, having Todd's cigars, drinking his boobs, and I miss H_M. Ham. I miss Ham.
I miss Ham. So close. So close, Steve. I know you keep on trying to buy that A, but you needed to buy an I. Him. So then Russell sees Gertie's like upset. So Russell goes to check in on Gertie and she's like, I can't take the stupid noise. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. He's like, you want to go? You want to go home and watch some Marvel? I know it's not as good as it used to be, but I feel like we could probably wrap our minds around Ant-Man 3, right?
Okay, we could do that.
So then Nicole goes up to Gertie because Nicole sees Gertie is spiraling and she's like, what's wrong? Something's wrong with you. She goes, who? You. Who's asking? No, I can see something's wrong. She says, yeah. So then Larsa comes up. She goes, I'm like so confused. Like I've been nothing but nice to you and you and I have no issues. So then Gertie starts like crying and like leaning on Larsa and like sort of stroking her face. There's no sign that she was angry at Larsa. Now she's like crying on Larsa's shoulder. So
well,
something
like bigger
pivoting.
Than any of this petty shit, right?
Of course.
So she pulls Larsa aside and she's like, just stop. Please just stop. She's like, no, look at me. Look at me. And she's like, why are you even crying like? And she's like, I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you. And Larsa's like, and I'm here for you. When have I not been here for you? Remember your charity event? I was like, they're like.
Yeah.
And Gertie's like, are you listening to me? No, don't ask me a question. Don't ask me anything else. When I ask for you, comfort me, Larsa. When I ask for you, be with me. So, of course, we know what this is saying, which I actually got like weird chills from it, even though it was like so over the top and melodramatic. But they're all confused. They're like, what's going on? And Larsa's like, Gertie like went from like yelling at me to and calling me fake to like hug me and telling me like I have to be there for her. Like, what the hell's going on? Like,
so then we see rewind one day before the New Horizons party, and we see Gertie and Russell at a park with their kids, and they're having a picnic. And Gertie's like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Like, I planned this whole thing and then I get this news. And like, basically, I think what she's saying is like, and now here we are sitting here shooting this fucking family picnic scene. And I've got this, I've got all this shit going on, you know? And she's like, the doctor called me and I'm just, I don't want to even think about it. I don't even want to say the word cancer. And then I'm like, and then I started squeezing out some salties, even though I knew this was coming.
Yeah, but to see it happening kind of like in real time is just like,
yeah.
Ooh, that I get chills so just sad. Talking about it.
Yeah, God bless her. And it's really sad. Love her. And Russell's just, you know, stressing too, obviously. And then we see the upcoming season stuff. Mm. And at first, it's like the typical upcoming, like, woohoo, fun and games.
It's like
fun
a
and
long
games.
So it's fun like, is and
anything,
games.
Yeah, it's like anything going to happen this year? But then they cut to the drama and it's just like screaming and crying and sobbing and screaming and crying. And then it just keeps cutting to a mariachi band playing.
It's so good. We were going to do a trailer breakdown, but we kind of got behind. So unfortunately, we missed out on that. But and you can blame my appendix on that. But it was a great trailer. It actually was a great trailer. And this is one of the few shows where like the fun and games part of the trailer and honestly, the fun and games part of episodes, I'm down for. Like this gives me like that. There are very few Real Housewives where when they're just doing silly stuff, I'm okay for it because everything feels like gems. Like Salt Lake City is like that. Some of like the New York City, most of the New York City seasons, like it's just so good that I don't even mind that it was a long fun and games. But then that there was all this other stuff. It's just such a good show. It's such a good show. Sad that it has to be underpinned by, you know, what Gertie has to go through. Not saying I'm like upset that they have to deal with it, but it's sad that Gertie, of course, has to deal with it in her life. But, you know, I think she comes out okay, fingers crossed.
Well, great show. So glad it's back on the air. Everybody, thanks for being here. This is also a video, as usual. So if you want videos, head over to Crappens on Demand to watch them on Patreon.
Okay? Yeah. And we'll catch you on the very next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kochet.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.